Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will continues his thoughts from his previous sonnet, 113. No prizes then for guessing that we arrive today at his 114th, where our slightly stressed-out Stratfordian is debating whether the lovely thoughts and images of the fair youth are true, or whether they are part of Uncle Will's delusional mind. As William seemed less able to marshal his thoughts into distinct quatrilineal chunks, I've just made that word up, we'll deal with the first 8 lines, where he says, "Is it my mind that has been crowned by you, that is now, very so much like monarchs, the victim of flattery? Is it possible that they are seeing accurately, or that your love has given my eyes the magical power to transform monsters and other unappetizing creatures into beautiful cherubs that resemble your lovely visage, making every ugly thing instantly beautiful once my gaze falls upon them?
Or whether doth my mind, being crowned with you, drink up the monarch's plague, this flattery? Or whether shall I say mine eye saith true, and that your love taught it this alchemy? To make of monsters and things indigest such cherubins as your sweet self resemble, creating every bad a perfect best, as fast as objects to his beams assemble."
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will seems to make up his mind, saying, yes, it is definitely the first of these situations. He admits that it is indeed the flattery in his eyesight, where then his mind, very much like a king, drinks up all the adulation that is served up to him. He says that his eyes knows exactly what he likes and wants to see, or drink in, and therefore that is what it serves up for him to consume.
"Oh, 'tis the first. 'Tis flattery in my seeing, and my great mind most kingly drinks it up. Mine eye well knows what with his guest is agreeing, and to his palate doth prepare the cup."
In the final couplet, Uncle Will seems rather resigned to the situation, saying that the images that his eyes are serving up may well be false and poisoned, but as his eye will be the first to drink it in, there is no risk to him. And besides, why would he want to change what his eye, the transformed images of the fair youth, are showing him?
"If it be poisoned, 'tis the lesser sin, that mine eye loves it, and doth first begin."
So we see here that Uncle Will, rather than delving deep into the truth of love and the questions of desire and longing, seems quite content to live in a fantasy world, admitting that his feelings of the fair youth have the power to change an ugly world into a beautiful one. It would appear that if Uncle Will were around today and was offered the choice by Morpheus, he most certainly would have donned his rose-colored specs and taken the blue pill. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.